Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, November 16th. We're back here. Chilly this morning. First hints of any sort of winter or fall.
And Santa brought Christmas music.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. This morning we talked about, ironically enough, it is colder today, but they were talking about warmer winter weather actually increases crime.
I think we discovered why there's so many only in Florida stories.
For real.
You know,
this is actually from the University of Colorado. They say that there are three particular elements needed to cause crime. One is a motivated offender.
Yeah.
One is a suitable target. And the third is an absence of a guardian to prevent a violation of law.
All right. That's pretty simple.
So what happens is when it's, you know, in wintertime, everybody, you know, goes on vacation, you take some time off, you want to stay inside because it's a little bit colder or wetter. But if it's warm, you're out and about. And so are the criminals. So in essence, there's not that protection is not there as often as it should be.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like people are maybe just thinking that other folks are unsuspecting, like you said. I mean, that we're used to certain temperatures, and so maybe the criminals think that people aren't going to suspect that they're out. I don't know. At first I thought this was a weird correlation, but maybe it's just because they're in a bad mood because it's not cold.
Yeah, well, that and, you know, just being in Florida where, like you said, it's just being in a bad mood because you're hot.
Yeah, right.
So, let's see. Healthy is out for at least the rest of 2018.
Yeah, we're done. I've been on a treadmill for the last 10 and a half months. That's it. So people are saying they're not going to exercise until next year.
Yeah, they say the average person gains 6 pounds between now and the first of the year. Almost half, 45% of adults said that, hey, forget it. We're postponing all this resolution to eat clean and lose weight till after the festivities.
That's it. I'm done.
Gosh darn it. I love these whatever. These green bean casseroles. They say the average, about 12% of Americans make it through the holidays without any weight gain at all. I have to figure out how that works.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's fake. That's, like you said, I think it's magic.
I think it's people on death row.
That too.
12% of people on death row. Wow, I didn't gain a pound.
Yeah. They say that we will overeat on average 13 separate times between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Oh, I can do better than that.
Yeah. Challenge accepted. Let's see. The busiest travel days for Thanksgiving, it really kind of depends if you're traveling by air or by road. Because if you travel by road, according to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics, they say that if you're hitting the road Tuesday for Thanksgiving and return on Sunday, you'll enjoy the least amount of traffic on the roadways. They say the heaviest travel day is actually Thanksgiving Day itself, followed by Friday or Saturday, because people are wanting to get home and relax a little bit.
Yeah, because if you're just a couple hours away, you can drive and then have a nice meal, hang out with your family, and then drive back.
But
like you said earlier, flying is different, though. Flying, everybody wants to be there by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, flying is very different. Here's the thing with flying. They say Thanksgiving is actually the least busy day of the holiday to actually travel. So if you're going somewhere close, let's say Charlotte or Miami or something, you might want to leave on Thanksgiving morning.
Same thing with Christmas Day. That's a great time to travel by air.
You know, so there. And then they say Sunday for air travel is a bear to get back. A lot of people are waiting until Sunday to get back for that one.
Well, you got to get back because you got an Instapot full of wine and you have to burp it like a baby.
Yeah, whoever thought, you know, you actually, yes, I figured within time somebody would figure how to make wine out of with an Instapot.
I mean, if you can make it in prison with a sock and a toilet, come on.
Yeah, tell us about you kept mentioning these examples of prison wine. So I think Storm has recipes.
There was a website we went to years ago. This guy was showing step-by-step how to make prison wine. And there was a sock involved with it. There was grape juice. There was one of those big stainless steel toilets they had.
Ew.
And he made a red or a white.
It's like a stainless steel bedpan.
I'm
stir
telling
that
you.
Stuff around in the bedpan. I guess get a little particles
this
of goodness.
This one has a little oaky afterbirth taste.
Earthy. It tastes kind of earthy.
Yeah, a little earthy. There's an Instapot, right? We have the link up on our website that it actually gives it to you. But here's basically the basics of it. You need your Instapot. You need 64 ounces of grape juice, a cup of sugar, and a packet of red wine yeast. put all that together, and then you put your Instant Pot on the yogurt setting, so that keeps it at about 85 degrees. Put it on, clap the top, and then the little pressure valve that's there, kind of release that every couple of days, or actually a couple of hours. They say 6 to 8 hours, I'm sorry. And then after 48 hours, you have something that's a cloudy, fizzy, dark red liquid that has a teeny bit of alcohol in it. They say you can store it after 8 days of being bottled up in somewhere nice and dry, cool, dark, and dry. You actually have a nice little wine.
Actually, okay. Prison wine is called Pruno, P-R-U-N-O.
Not to be confused with prisoner wine, which is actually a thing and one of my favorite wines.
Oh, that's
wines.
A variety. Yeah, the prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make a Zinfandel and a red blend and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do they make it in the toilet, in the stainless steel toilet?
There is one called Machete. So there could be some 6 degrees of separation here.
There's actually an Australian wine called 19 Crimes, and it has a picture of the Australians who from Britain who were sent to the prison colony. And you were 19 crimes in Britain that would get you sent to Australia. If you committed any of those, you're off on the boat.
Creating Vegemite, I believe, is one of them.
It's really, Marmite or Vegemite. That stuff is nasty.
And then finally, we learned the word of the year, at least to the Collins Dictionary folks. And the best way we can describe Collins, no offense to you guys, you're not like the Orange Bowl or the Cotton Bowl. Yeah, you're more like the...
It's the Poulan Weed Eater Bowl.
There you go. Yeah, right there. So, give them a little bit of credit here because the word they submitted for Word of the Year is actually a hyphenated word, single use.
Single use, okay.
They say that the word has increased fourfold since 2013. And, of course, it's been in the news lately because a lot of cities have been banning plastic single-use bags
straws
and cutlery and stuff like that. Right. So they also say other popular words of 2018, floss, which is the dance move, the floss, as well as plogging. That's where
this one's fun.
In Sweden, you jog and you pick up trash along your route there.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Single use still has me sort of perplexed because, I mean, technically, while it is one word with a hyphen, it's two words, so I'm not sure that counts.
Yeah. Don't bring that up at Thanksgiving because you know that's going to
start. First world problems. Yeah.
start a big fight and you don't want that. So there's our show, by the way, and we'll be, Storm's taking a week off next week.
Yep.
Good for you, Storm.
Janie and I will be in Universal Monday and Tuesday, so probably the podcast won't return until a week from Monday after Thanksgiving. But
you'll just have to listen live.
Yeah, go to some of the back ones, too, and just catch up.
We're hilarious.
Yeah.
We think they do a pretty good
job. We
try. Anyways.
And delightful.
we laugh at our own jokes.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.